Cool Whip is the dominant American brand of frozen dessert topping. A delicate blend of water, hydrogenated coconut and palm kernel oils, corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup, sugar, sodium caseinate, polysorbate 60 and sorbitan monostearate, natural and artificial flavors, xanthan gum, guar gum, and artificial colors. Cool Whip is essentially fluffed and fatty sugar water. Cool Whip conquered the American supermarket in 1967 and appeared in the American Studies Museum shortly after that. General Foods, the giant food conglomerate, conducted market research with American housewives and discovered that the housewives wanted, quote, a processed dessert topping that came already whipped, one that, unlike others on the market, required no preparation, but could be spooned right onto a dessert and taste as good as whipped cream. The housewives also wanted lower cost, fewer calories, and longer shelf life in the refrigerator. Instead of taking what nature gave them, they wanted what General Foods could make and sell to them. Within a few years, sales of Cool Whip topped those of more conventional dairy toppings. Cool Whip, therefore, is a labor-saving device, a technological fix for the stresses of an American fixation on time, processed to prevent the arduous work required to whip dairy cream with an electric mixer. Cool Whip saves cooks like Dr. America whole minutes a month for higher callings, like, say, watching TV. Like so many items of the American diet, Cool Whip is a convenience food, created not only for its taste and for its nutrition, which is negligible, but for its ability to increase comfort and decrease work. The frigidity of Cool Whip has also been a factor in its hot success. Ever since Clarence Birdseye introduced frozen foods in the 1930s, American cuisine has increasingly involved this artificial icing. A method of food preservation, freezing converts uranium or fossil fuels into energy, which sucks the heat energy from foods. It's a method of making Minnesota in a confined space, and it is expensive. In most American homes, the refrigerator freezer consumes more energy than any other appliance. In recent years, Cool Whip has extended its product line by adding Cool Whip Light and Cool Whip Free, its low-fat and no-fat versions. Cool Whip contains 25 calories, 60% of them calories from fat, in each serving. General Foods contends, contrary to all of Dr. America's field research, that a serving is 2 tablespoons. Indeed, for Dr. America's All-American boys, a serving is sometimes a whole tub. Cool Whip also provides the poor person's Tupperware, the plastic containers which allow Americans to keep the food called leftovers in a state of suspended animation in the refrigerator or freezer. Like Cool Whip itself, plastic is a 20th century embodiment of better living through chemistry, a potent symbol of the plasticity of nature in the artificial paradise of mass production. As a dessert topping, Cool Whip usually covers dessert. In the American Studies Museum, however, it's important to discover dessert to understand its cultural properties. Dessert is the last course of an American meal, the place where sugar, or an acceptable sugar substitute, makes its way into the American mouth. In many American households, dessert is a powerful engine of socialization. When dessert is constructed as the just desserts of people who clean their plates, it becomes a way of teaching children about intrinsic and extrinsic rewards, preparing them for grades at school and a wage at work. Dessert used to be the primary place for such sweet treats, but contemporary Americans have ingeniously transformed this meal course into a matter of course. By calling some desserts snacks or finger foods, they make it possible to eat dessert, Snickers and Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Ding-Dongs, all day long. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, deserting his principles for dessert.